everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? It's a hump day. Baby! KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell. Miss Kitty, what is going on today? How are you?
Well, after last night's dumpster fire, I'm just thankful to have woken up today, I guess. You know, I tried to get obliterated to forget what had happened, but alas, my memory served me correct.
You didn't enjoy that? You didn't enjoy that performance?
I was waiting for the halftime show.
We should have paid admission.
That is absolutely the type of content that lives in my head rent-free.
I'm assuming you're talking about the debate.
Oh, yeah.
The spirited performance on both sides. We'll talk about that later. Today, a hump day, baby, Wednesday, September 30th. Now, we're going to do a weather thing. Yes, absolutely. But I want to remind you that this is the last day you can vote in that Pitch Awards, the best of Kansas City. And we were so honored to be nominated by you, Kansas City, best local podcast. Today is the last day. Give us that vote. Please and thank you. ThePitchKC.com. I love you so much. Kitty, you love these people?
I would die for them.
Terrestrial radio doesn't give you that kind of love. No, you get that right here. Yes, right here on your KC Morning Show.
If y'all ever get abducted or anything, you know, we will negotiate with terrorists.
We are not too proud to beg. We will negotiate with terrorists.
Hartzell has a nice hand. He'll send him a pinky.
No options are off the table on your KC Morning Show. Let's do a weather dealio. Your weather today is going to be perfect. Sunny is 75, Kitty. This is going to be gorgeous.
I'm going to wear a pantsuit today.
Ooh, okay, queen. What up, lady boss? Or just boss?
Exactly.
Sunny is 75. It's going to be windy. North-northwest, 15 to 25 miles per hour. But higher gusts are possible. That's your get-out-of-jail-free card for meteorologists. Higher gusts possible. You never know. Your low tonight going to be 48 degrees. That sunset. 701 tonight. UV index. Kitty, what do you think?
Zero.
Oh, no. This is going to be our highest one yet.
1.2.
Kitty, we're sitting at a 6 out of 10.
What?
Sound the alarms.
Oh, my gosh.
6 out of 10.
Are you telling me,
UV index, baby?
If I go for a stroll in my pantsuit today, I could catch a little bit of sunburn on my, what is showing out of my face mask, I guess? My forehead?
Yes,
my five head?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're showing a little bit of skin, baby
Give me the ankle burn. Send me into fall real nice. I just want to be as tan as Trump.
He was especially orange last night. Because they were saying, you know, in the tax return stuff, everybody's making a bunch of noise about the $70,000 he wrote out for, you know, hair. His hair products, his hair styling. You know, he wrote that off for $70,000. I mean, like, who does his stuff? I've read that he does a lot of it himself, but I know there's got to be some people in between who've tried to touch it up for
him. I love the idea of him telling one of his aides, like, I need this shade and blood orange now. Get me my L'Oreal or so help me God.
Because you know he knows his color.
Exactly.
He knows his shade. He knows everything about
it. And that's what stresses me out the most. I've done a color test, and I've done a color test on you too. When you had that sty.
You can just throw all my business out there on the podcast.
Hey,
it was a Chalazion, by the way.
Chalazion.
They are different from
Either
styes.
Way.
I have overactive sebaceous glands, all right? Don't make me sound like I'm a nasty little boy. All right, mine is clinical.
Continue. Either way, just thinking about him picking that shade and, you know, being so confident, like, yes, this is the one. Dark peach fuzz. This is it. It will bring out my beautiful orange undertones. I think he's lizard people.
In your news, we got all that. The wrestling match that was. We were promised a fight, and we got a wrestling match, but not like the amateur kind. We got a pro wrestling fight. We got to give this debate some credit, though, Kitty, because a lot of these big fights that are advertised, blockbuster movies, they overproduce with the hype, and it never is as advertised. This was that and then some, and more. This thing started off on a 12. On a 1 to 10, we kicked it off on a 12. So I don't know if we're going to have another debate, y'all. I'll be honest. I also don't know if we need to see another one. But if we do, we got to put together a KC Morning Show debate bingo card or a drinking game or something, Kitty. We got to do something. You are our social gal. Can you put something together like that?
I will.
It'd be fun, right?
But leading into something later, I'm going to read some tweets from the debate. And this one specifically It said, to the people playing drinking games right now, are you dead? So I'm not sure if it's a great idea. I like the enthusiasm and where your mind is at.
Okay.
But I don't think that I can handle a trip to the hospital for alcohol poisoning right now.
Kitty, how are you doing? Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, girl. What is up in your world?
I am actually doing real well. I have a surprise for you.
Oh, I like surprises.
I ordered something in the mail for us, actually.
For us? What, you ordered something? Excited? And
yes.
Maybe, and slightly arrested?
July 11th, I ordered this. I pre-ordered it. And yesterday, it came through.
Well, what we get?
We are starting a book club.
This is the excitement I was supposed to be pumped about?
We are starting a book club. Come on, I need more than that. It's Lana Del Rey's new poetry book.
We're doing a poetry slam deal? So we're doing a poetry club?
Yes.
Hold on. Back up everything you just said. Lana Del Rey, like the singer.
Like the singer, yes.
I love her.
So
she has a poetry book
she
out.
Has released.
Let me see this. Is it out?
I have it right here in my hand. Oh, she has released a poetry book. It is called Violent Bent Backwards Over the Grass.
Let me see.
Okay. I got you a copy too, but don't mess mine up.
Oh, that's pretty. Oh, this is pretty.
It's
okay.
It's hardback.
Oh, look at Lana on the back. There she is. Oh, she's so pretty.
So it is set to accompany a new album she has coming out.
Okay, that makes sense because I knew she had music, but I didn't know she had this. This is nice. Okay, I could be in. What do you want us to do with this? How do you want us to set up this poetry club?
So she also has it released as an audiobook already. It's been out.
I haven't. Is she the one talking?
Yes, she reads it.
Oh, Kitty, let's go. Live.
I haven't listened to it yet because I wanted to read the words myself.
Oh, okay. I'm on board now. I'm on board. I love her. This is dope. Okay, this is impressive.
It's set to accompany a new album coming out later this fall called Chemtrails Over the Country Club.
Stop.
I'm being dead serious.
Chemtrails Over the Country Club. Lana.
Yes.
Lana, do you have to always be so on the nose with it?
Yes.
Come on.
And if anyone wants to join us, submit anything, submit your favorite poem. Tell us which one we should start with.
Take a random page.
I already know.
And read the first line. Let me see if I'm in or not.
I'll read this one. I measure time by the days I've spent away from you. That thought occurred to me as I watched the sky go dark from blue.
Oh, wow.
That's Lana. Simple.
I tell you what.
And some of them are really short like
and
that.
Sweet.
And then others are pages long. So
I wonder if some of these were like failed songs that she didn't end up going with and she could still keep the lyrics.
I don't think so.
Maybe we can dive into that in the book club. Maybe we can dissect that. Give me a little dissertation.
The book is dedicated to whomever's worn, warm afternoon hands come upon these pages, wherever you may find them. And that you may remember that the world is conspiring for you and to act in a manner as such.
Okay, I don't know what any of that means, but I'm down to dive in. Okay, I'm in. Yes.
So, join our book club. Tweet us what you like about it. Let us know. Once we read this bad boy, we will come back, hopefully next week.
Okay. But what's our timetable? Yeah, lay out the itinerary.
I mean, again, it's a book of poetry.
You're the host of this book club. You are.
So,
are you
going
to get snacks for us?
Yes, I would like to talk about this again
next
Wednesday.
I got hats to wear. We can wear all the hats. You know
we
that.
Can, yes, wear hats and.
I got stuff we can smoke on, sip on. You just got to make sure you provide the itinerary. You're the host of this.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll report back next week with an update. All right, Kitty, I wanted to do this real quick. I wanted to do a thing because last night's debate, you know, the recaps are in. It's been called all kinds of different things by everybody. Not a lot of positive things, but it has been called words, some of which, you know, wild, shit show.
I like dumpster fire.
Crazy. Well, I was thinking last night, what else is like this? Have we seen anything like this? So I went and found some moments. The craziest things captured on live television. Do you want to do that real quick? Do you want to recap some of these? According to Best Life, bestlifeonline.com, at the least, we got to include it as an honorable mention. Number 6, Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction. The song 2004, Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson, the titty scene round the world. Number 5, this one's a bummer. Not all of them can be as fun as, you know, Janet Jackson nip slip, 9/11. Number 4 on the list, again, another bummer, but this is one of those, you know, my dad always tells me and my twin, you know, where he was when this happened. He says where he was, you know, when JFK got shot. Where was he when MLK got shot? RFK. This is another one. He always says, you know, this is where I was when I heard that the Challenger exploded.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff. Liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
We're awaiting word. They're holding their breath, just, I'm sure, as everyone else is. You saw it just a few moments ago, about 45 seconds after liftoff, a huge fireball in the sky.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
January 28th, 1986, all eyes were on Cape Canaveral as NASA launched the Space Shuttle Challenger, the mission nationally broadcast on CNN. And 73 seconds into the flight, it burst into flames. Just all bad. Number 3. These are the craziest moments captured on live television. Number 3, the cast of characters on this one, just incredible. You got Kanye West, Mike Myers, and George W. Bush. Remember this one?
And subtle, but in even many ways more profoundly devastating, is the lasting damage to the survivors' will to rebuild and remain in the area. The destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may end up being the most tragic loss of all.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
2005, this was the telethon to benefit the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Kanye made jaws drop in the middle of a what seemed to be unscripted segment alongside Mike Myers. This one not so long ago, Katie. You might remember this one, 2017. We're at the Oscars, and we're getting ready to announce the award for Best Picture.
Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. Come on, this is not a joke.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
Warren, what did you do?
I want to tell you what happened. I opened the envelope, and it said, Emma Stone, La La Land. That's why I took such a long look at Faye and at you. I wasn't trying to be funny.
Well, you were funny. That
Thank
was
you very
funny.
Much. Thank yeah. you very much.
Wow, this is...
This is Moonlight, the Best Picture.
The better movie, that, by the way, was Moonlight. Audience watched in real time as the crew in La La Land accepted their golden statues only to have to give them back. What's the one big one we haven't talked about yet?
I don't know. Like, I feel like there's several different things.
What if I told you there was a car involved on a highway?
Car involved in a...
A Bronco.
He assured us and agreed to provide for the surrender, and that's not occurred.
On June 17, 1994, O.J. Simpson became the most famous fugitive on the planet.
Everybody was on the alert looking for a wanted double homicide suspect who happened to be a Heisman Trophy winner.
The year was 1994. It was O.J. on the freeway, the infamous O.J. Simpson car chase. After being asked to surrender to authorities in connection to the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, O.J., along with his former teammate Al Collings, led the police on a low-speed car chase through the Los Angeles freeway. I heard that they're bringing back the Bronco.
Yeah, they are. It looks pretty cool.
I always wanted one. In my house, you know, we had all the books. We had all the OJ stuff. We were like everybody else. We were captured by the moment. Almost 95 million Americans watched the chase unfold live on TV.
Wow.
Making it cable's highest rated program for the year in 1994.
Do you remember, what, 2 or 3 years ago when that naked guy was on an ATV on I-35
yes.
in Kansas City?
Yes, that was ridiculous. That was as we were really starting to get used to doing, like, Facebook Lives.
Yes.
So I remember we watched that thing on my phone at the radio station. I mean, that's all we did. We were glued.
There were, like, 90,000 people just watching via Facebook Live, and I was one of them. I'm not going to lie.
Shall we do the news? Should we do the news, Kitty?
Let's do it.
Wednesday, September 30th. Let's do the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go, let's go! Kitty gonna be making her producing debut today. City Hall, we're gonna be hanging out as Mayor Q, he announces some crime prevention plans. We're going to talk about that here in just a few seconds, but I want to get Kitty's Kitty's take on this. How you feeling? You're going to be going out dressed into the nines, going to be wearing a blazer, going to be capturing audio, going to be chatting with city council members. You ready? This is your debut to KC, girl.
I am very excited. I actually, the other day we were talking about, you know, my dream job. I wanted to be a news anchor, and I grew up out in the middle of nowhere on a farm, so my dream station was Fox 4. I mean, that was just your go-to. Now, of course, I'm like, they would never take me. So
don't say that. You got credentials now. You repping this KC morning show, Kitty.
I am excited.
Fox 4 would be lucky to have you. We know a guy. You know, Sean Edwards kind of works over there.
That's true.
If you need an in, we got an in.
Well, I texted my mom and I was like, I'm going to be getting audio. They asked us to come to this public event. So, yeah, I've got my outfit ready. I tried about 3 different ones on last night just so I could look like a badass.
Easy. You already got that taken care of. You're going to be fine. Are you going to be a gotcha journalist? You're going to try to stop him on the first question, Kitty?
You know, I think I'll just go with the flow, actually.
There you go.
I've got, I'm a pretty confident person. But I'm not going to lie, this last year has really taken a toll on my...
No, you're fine. You're fine.
My public speaking.
You are good. What do you mean? How many Zoom calls have you done now in COVID?
You got
it down. It's a science now. It's a formula. You're just pressing play. You'll be fine. Listen, you'll be fine. We're going to go hang out with some KC friends who are making some KC news. We're going to talk about it with them.
Wild.
Easy. And then we're going to go get, ruby juice or something.
Oh.
How about that? Is that work for you?
You
feel better now? Is that work?
Well, you know, Messenger Cafe, their rooftop is open.
I've never been. That's right. You went last week.
It's pretty nice. I went there to work on some school stuff. I got tutored because these brains, they don't come easy.
I say we make it a day. Let's make a day out of it.
A date?
Hey.
That meme with the fingers and the little eyes,
Well, we also got a show tonight. We're gonna be hanging out with our friends from the Coterie.
Really awesome. We mentioned this the other day, actually.
Did you have this plan later on? I don't want to step on another segment. Of
oh
yours.
No! I can't wait to see our plot.
It's in a cemetery. They're doing this show, this play, at an actual cemetery. It's gonna be awesome. We're gonna have Jeff Church. We're gonna have some other friends who are in the show. They're gonna be on KC Morning Show this week. We're gonna be chatting all that, and we're gonna go see a show tonight.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go from suit-tacular to spook-tacular.
Oh, yeah, I see what you did there.
Thank you.
COVID.
It's been about 200 days since the state reported its very first case.
And Missouri is now reporting 1,400 new cases since Monday. Health officials say that they're trying to correct some issues of cases being counted twice and cases being confirmed without proper verification. Now, Kansas will put out new numbers tomorrow. Let's take a look at the positivity rate, one of the best ways to track the spread of the coronavirus in our area. In Kansas, 16% of tests are coming back positive. In Missouri, it's 12.4%. The national rate is 4.7%.
Got some COVID updates for you, Kitty. So we were making fun of Governor Mike Parson because, you know, he was going to go throw that event, even though he just had COVID. He was going to be breaking quarantine 4 days early to host the 3rd annual Parson Family Fall Festival. If you thought Coachella was lit, no. You better hit up the Parson Family Fall Festival. Well, they're going to cancel it. They're going to go ahead and say no thank you.
And just as my invite came in the mail.
Right?
Aw, nuts.
This is a quote now from the governor's office that the governor and the first lady doing very well and no longer experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, but out of an abundance of caution... we will remain at the Parson residence in Bolivar for the remainder of the week. Yes, the abundance of caution. Okay. And the ethering online, I'm sure, probably didn't help either. They're saying that Missouri, you know, we're going the wrong direction. You heard those numbers, those positivity cases. That's so bad. Like, you want to get it under 5%. We got 16 on the Kansas side and, 12 on Missouri. And they're saying that we're not testing enough. Like, everyone says testing. Well, in KC, our testing numbers are down. That's not good.
Back on July 15th, our region averaged nearly 4,000 tests per day. As of Monday, it was half that. And within the past week, the average number of tests dropped about 29%.
We're doing less than 2,000 tests a day. And that's just not adequate.
Independence Mayor Eileen Weir noticed the trend too and brought testing up on a call of Kansas City political and health leaders Tuesday morning.
We have the capacity to do more testing than we're currently doing, and we need to be more focused on that. We're not going to get back to a normal routine until we do more testing. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
This is a quote from Dr. Rex Archer. He's with the KC, Missouri Health Department. You've seen him and heard him all throughout the pandemic. He said it's kind of a double message that a lot of people either don't think this is very serious and or have to wait the consequences of being identified. Like I said, I was asymptomatic, so I didn't know until I got tested. And I only got tested because I had to go to work. I'm lucky that we had those protocols and procedures in place. You know, thanks again, Sporting KC. We gotta do this together. If we're gonna get better, we have to all agree that we gotta be all in on it.
This is one of those times it's really important to note, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Right.
If you've been going out, you know, repeatedly, you take your mask off when you go somewhere, you do this, you do that, go get tested.
I mean, we're going to go. Like, I mean, we're hosting these events now. Like, you know, now the radio station is a bit of a hiatus for me. I gotta work. I like everybody else, we are all trying to figure out what this new normal is. You know, we wear a mask, we distance, we try to promote good ways of doing this, and testing's part of that. So we're gonna go this week. I mean, we're gonna definitely go, because you know I think that's the right way to do it, because we're also short on contact tracers. So even when people do end up getting the virus, we're not doing a great job of figuring out who they're talking to or where they went before. So y'all know me, I'm a it takes a village kind of guy. So if we want to do this, we got to all agree to do it, and we got to be all in. I'm done preaching. We got the mayor coming out with his crime plan. We talked about that just a few seconds ago. We will be out there at City Hall. It drops at, what, I believe 12:15 this afternoon? Mm-hmm. Here's a preview.
Mayor Quentin Lucas sharing a preview of a new crime prevention framework standing on four pillars. The initiative aims to prevent crimes before they happen, intervene by targeting those most likely to get involved in criminal activity, enforce the law by solving more crimes, and reform city laws by cutting out discriminatory code that could cause negative interactions between police and the community.
This is a quote from Mayor Q. He says, "We can never get used to an unconscionably high rate of violent crimes and homicides in our city." He said that this is going to be another sign that we will not, and that we will keep fighting along the way. So yeah, more details. We'll have audio from city council members, and we'll just see who's out there. I'm just going to have a good time. Let's go put on for our city, Kitty. You like that? Ayo.
Kitty City Morning Joe.
Let's go back to my old hood real quick, if you don't mind, Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Summit. Yours truly, Lee Summit, Missouri. I'm gone, but I can't forget about my folks. You've probably heard all the school districts by now. A bunch of them are gearing up to go back inside the classrooms. Lee Summit, the Lee Summit R7 district, of which I am alum. They are no different. They're headed back soon.
Students in grades 4 through 12 in Lee Summit schools will soon transition to a hybrid learning model. Students will be separated into groups and return to school buildings on different days. Now, the first group will return on October 5th.
Lee Summit West will be true. I was in chamber
God,
choir.
You missed.
Our loyalty lies with the silver and navy blue.
This just in, Hartzell peaked in high school.
Shut up. Titan Pride. Let's do it. Let's get into this. Let's get into the weeds, because that's what last night was. It was a bunch of weeds, not a ton of flowers blooming in that presidential debate last night. But before we hit go on that audio, let me just play this and remind you to please register to vote. Please vote. No, November 3rd is going to be here in no time. It is a stone's throw away. Are you ready?
Election day is just 5 weeks away, and there are even more pressing deadlines approaching. You need to register by October 7th in Missouri, October 13th in Kansas. That includes updating your change of address or if you have a name change. If you plan to request a mail-in or absentee ballot, you need to do that by October 21st in Missouri, October 27th in Kansas.
Okay, just wanted to lead it with that because I want to make sure that we keep our eyes on the prize, that we got to participate. All that being said, I can see why you would think it's all for nothing.
The first high-stakes presidential showdown, throwing jabs and talking over each other, slinging insults on both sides.
If you were a voter who wanted to hear where the presidential candidate stood on the issues,
why would you answer that question?
Because the question is,
that would be hard to do tonight. Donald Trump and Joe Biden constantly interrupting each other.
Everything he's saying so far is simply a lie. I'm not here to call out his lies. Everybody knows he's a liar.
But you,
I just want to make sure. I want to make sure.
You graduated last in your class, not first in your class.
How did you do it? Because you weren't president screwing things up.
You were a senator.
You're the worst president America has ever had.
If I may ask my question, sir.
Moderator Chris Wallace of Fox News, tasked with trying to contain the melee.
I'm the moderator of this debate, and I would like you to let me ask my question.
First of all, I guess I'm debating you, not him.
It's hard to get any word in with this clown.
The country would be better served if we allowed both people to speak with fewer interruptions.
What was any of it? This was the consensus basically everywhere.
Because I think we need to just pause for a moment and say, that was crazy. What was that?
It was a train wreck. But it was a train wreck of the making of one person. I mean, we know who did it. President Trump did this. And in some ways, it's the only way he knows what to do. He bulldozed over the moderator, bulldozed over Chris Wallace, bulldozed and at times flustered Joe Biden. But I don't know if anybody wouldn't have been flustered by the president's behavior and the president's performance. It is. It was a pure train wreck. I don't know how that helped anybody. If you were watching this as an undecided voter, I don't know if it helped at all.
Well, also, if you're undecided, what are you doing? Come on. At this point, if you're undecided, and I don't know if you actually exist, to be honest with you. But yeah, that was something else. Now, you promised me some Twitter takes. I want some hot Twitter takes. Post-debate, Kitty. You got some pulled up?
These were both post-debate and during debate.
Oh, yes, please. Feed me more.
All right. So one of the first ones I saved was, anyone else devastated but also kind of horny right now? just confirmed, debate number two is just a fist fight in a Chili's parking lot. I just watched this debate and relived my parents' divorce at the same time. That one hit home.
Oh, that was too real. Too soon?
This one's really good. You're going to enjoy this. Will be nice to have a return to normalcy and a sense of hope in 2024 for The Rock versus Kid Rock.
I knew from the first, 2 minutes that it was not going to be a debate. Like, this was not going to be a public forum. This was just going to be a mess.
It was a debacle.
I thought he was going to go full in and just be full spectacle with it. You know, they weren't allowing handshakes before the debate. This is like the first time where they had to, you know, set aside the customary handshake. I thought he was going to just say F it and go shake Joe's hand. Do they do another one? What do you think?
They're
supposed to. Joe says he will, but...
Do I want to? No, not for the sake of my mental health. However, I will be there.
Kitty, as far as Kansas City news goes, I mean, we should have the church bells should be ringing. I want doves in the air. Shout it from the rooftops, Kitty. Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Matthews, they are with child. Pat's having a kid. He's having a baby.
Less than a month after the Super Bowl MVP and his girlfriend celebrated their engagement, the pair revealed that they have another exciting thing in store. They're going to be parents. Patrick announced the news by sharing a close-up of Brittany holding their sonogram as he placed his hands on her bump, simply captioning the photo with a red heart. Brittany, meanwhile, shared a pair of smiling photos and captioned them with a nod to their marriage plans. She wrote, "Mom and Dad, taking a small detour to the wedding."
This child will be the chosen one. You know that, Kitty. This child is the prince or princess that was promised a new hope. I'm trying to think of every movie cliche I can think of, every sci-fi fantasy trope. We say a lot about Mahomes' magic. No, this right here, the prophecy of Patrick. All right, the man was born on the same day the NFL was created. And now he's having a child with beautiful Brittany. It's just...
I mean, she didn't waste no time.
No, right? My girl was good. I mean, because you got to think, right, this would have been what?
I'm literally thinking engagement night.
It had to be, right?
I swear. Or like right beforehand, and she was probably got signed that ring and thought, oh, thank God.
Got that, signed that contract, went out that night. I don't see nothing wrong
prenup
with the
poo.
Little baby Pat. Put some respect on my man's name. Monday Night Football. Did you hear this? Patrick Mahomes' mom was not a fan of the commentators. And now, you know, with the kid on the way, we could have another Patrick in store, or perhaps a Patrice, a Patricia, who knows?
Oh, my God.
We want to say hello to Patrick Mahomes' mom. Apparently, she's watching the broadcast tonight and tweeting away. If this announcer doesn't stop calling my son Pat, oh, I got my scream.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. I apologize, Patrick.
Our guys in the booth got a little bit of shade tonight from your mom when she tweeted out, stop calling you Pat. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. My mom says I'm Patrick and my dad's Pat. So hopefully we can start going Patrick just to keep her happy because I don't want to hear that tonight.
I saw a meme where someone put a baby Kermit on the ultrasound. Love it.
My name's Hartzell. That is Kitty. Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's Benny Heisler. Up next, what is this show, Kitty? What they listening to?
This is your KC Morning Show.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
The KC Morning Show.
Sports! Let's do a sports thing. He's back. The man, the myth, the Sports Illustrated legend, Benny Heisler, back on your KC Morning Show. Victory Wednesday.
It still works. I'll take Victory Wednesday. You got, you know, NFL games on Thursdays. You can get Victory Friday. You know, if there's a game on Monday night, it's Victory Tuesday. Whatever day you want to celebrate a victory, Hartzell, I am here and I am all about it.
Well, technically, I mean, honestly, this is a Victory Wednesday for Kansas City because I know you saw the news. Baby Mahomes is en route, Benny.
Can I admit something, Hartzell? Like, I'm jealous of the kid that's several months away from being born. Like, I want that kid's life. Now, maybe, Leo, let's think about it from this perspective. Like, if your dad is Pat Mahomes, I guess Pat Mahomes grew up with a famous dad, too. So now your grandpa's famous, your dad's famous. Like, that kid's going to be able to just be the king of Kansas City before he's out of diapers.
This is where my head went, and because, of course, everything is wrestling with me. I don't know what this kid's going to do. It's going to be a Hall of Famer, no matter what career path it chooses. And just think, if it's a pro wrestling Hall of Famer, every time this kid has a show, Benny, that ring announcer is going to announce that Baby Mahomes is billed from Kansas City, Missouri. I like to think this is a win for Kansas City. This is 100% a Victory Wednesday in Kansas City.
All right. So that's a really, really good point. The idea that Baby Mahomes is going to be representing KC Moe, that right. He's going to be coming right here from the city. That's a really good point. I think it'd be fun. Like, do we start taking, you know, I'm trying to think about what the betting market would indicate. Like, what will Baby Mahomes do? You know, professional football player, do we list those odds at like 4-1, you know, firefighter, you know, 30-1? Like, the possibilities here as far as betting on this are endless. Now, it might make me sound like a terrible person. Well, you're betting on a child that's not set to be born for months. Yes, but it's Mahomes. So, you know, like, come on, we're rooting for him. Like, we're not rooting for anything bad to happen.
Exactly.
Like, this is just exciting. You know what this is, Hartzell? And I hate to interrupt you here. This is, do you remember the whole, like, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle baby watch, like, that was happening nationally?
Absolutely, I do.
This is the localized version of this. Is it not?
Let us get these national headlines. I'm curious. I am curious which is going to come first. In our, if we're taking our bets, Benny, I'm curious. Are we going to get Baby Mahomes first? Or are we going to get the wedding first? I mean, I've got some coin I'm willing to dish out on this bet.
Okay. All right. So that's a really interesting scenario. I would say I think we get Baby first. And this is just for someone who's been married for a couple of years now, has a kid. I think that right now, especially, and I don't know how far along they are. I don't know what that process is like. But, you know, there's several different doctor's appointments. Mahomes is in the middle of the season. She's got the ring, so there's plenty of assurance there. I think they have the baby first, and then I think, you know, a handful of months later, then they go ahead, tie the knot, have the ceremony, and then the baby can be like the super duper cute ring bearer. Like, they can incorporate, you know, their brand new baby into the wedding.
No, I think I agree with you on that one because I think too it's gonna be, you know, part of the new narrative. We got the new millennial couple. They're gonna have the baby first. Don't rush the wedding. Let's have the baby first and do it on your own time. It's gonna be part of this new narrative they're building. They are a brand now, Benny. I got money on baby first.
Okay, all right. I'm well on the same page here. And here's the other thing too. Like, I'm speaking from my own personal experience when I was getting married. Like, I wanted to have a good time at my wedding, and, you know, for Brittany, like, carrying a child, like, that is, it's part of the reason why we as men will just never be able to contend with women. Like, we just can't do that. We're just not physically able, and nor are we likely mentally able to handle that type of responsibility.
Couldn't agree
either.
More.
But
couldn't agree
on your
more.
Wedding, you should be able to have just the best time and just enjoy it and soak it up. And listen, like, women going through trying to carry a child is a very, very stressful and difficult process. Why would you want to not feel your best? So again, they will do whatever they want. They will make the right decision for them. But if I were making a bet, I would say go ahead, have the baby first, get that part of your life in order, and then you can focus on the wedding. You can feel 100%. You can have a babysitter for your kid at the wedding once the party starts to get going. Maybe we're overthinking this a little bit, Hartzell, but to me, if you're going to have a baller type of party for your wedding, just an amazing reception, I think that's the play.
And I mean, how can you not be all in on this Chiefs team after Monday night, Benny? I mean, everybody was trying to say the Baltimore had a chance. In fact, more people than not chose the Ravens over the Chiefs, and we whipped that ass.
Yeah, they're by far and away the best team in the NFL, and they showcased that on Monday night. And I do want to say this because I think there's a lot of Chiefs fans that are sort of jumping and just basking it all in, like, you know, there, a lot of Chiefs fans were pretty cruel to Lamar Jackson on social media. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Like, that dude's still a hell of a quarterback. That guy's the MVP of last year. He's one of the brightest stars in the NFL. Like, yes, Mahomes is a better quarterback. It's not even a remote comparison at this point. He's 3-0 lifetime against Lamar Jackson. But I don't know. To me, it felt like it was just kind of unnecessary.
Oh, baby, let us flex. Let me flex. All right, listen. Am I going to be the guy that makes the meme of Lamar Jackson being the child of Pat and
Brittany?
Okay,
that was funny. That was really funny.
I didn't say I was going to do it, but I'm going to retweet it. Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heisler. Everything the light touches is baby Mahomes' kingdom, all right? So you know what? I'm going Chiefs forever and ever. I'm going Chiefs for eternity. That's my bet forever and ever.
I love it. By the way, if everything the light touches for baby Mahomes is his kingdom, who's the scar in this analogy?
Oh, you know what?
You'll find out when we talk on Friday.
Oh, what a tease. That right there, that is the teaser trailer they were looking for.
Listen, anytime we can get Lion Kings and Pat Mahomes references in the same show, we've done a good job.
Vinny, where can people find you?
They can go to the tweet machine at Benny Heist. You can also find me on Instagram at Benny Heist as well. And if you're looking for really good fantasy content or gambling content, we have you covered at Sports Illustrated. Just go to si.com/fantasy or si.com/gambling.
Find out who is Scar this Friday with Benny Heisler on your KC Morning Show. Benny, we'll see you Friday.
You got it, bud.
I don't know. I'm making this up as I go.
The KC Morning Show.
Kitty, it's a Wednesday hump day, baby. What's that mean? That means that on this Wednesday, we get some words of wisdom. Kitty brings us something that's going to get us so fired up, so inspired, that not only will we tackle the rest of today, we're going to tackle the rest of our week. Can you provide that kind of inspiration? You got that covered for us?
I have it. You got some music?
Ooh, do I have some music? Is water wet? The answer is yes. What do you want?
I thought you had the music.
Well, I'm a giver. I aim to please. You know I am.
Give me some Lana.
Oh, that makes sense.
Duh. Oh, beautiful.
You're on, Kitty.
Don't spend time beating on a wall, hoping to transform it into a door. Coco Chanel.
Oh, nice, nice.
Good artist copy, great artist steal. Picasso. Love it.
Also me.
Remember that the happiest people are not those getting more, but those giving more. That is H. Jackson Brown Jr.
Oh, what up, JR?
It is hard to fail, but it is worst never to have tried to succeed. Theodore Roosevelt. 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the ones you did do. Mark Twain.
I've heard that one. I got that one tatted.
A friend is someone who gives you total freedom to be yourself. Jim Morrison.
Oh.
Yeah, you know I love my man.
I wonder where you got that one. You knew that one. Yeah, that one memorized.
Right. Live in the sunshine, swim the sea, drink the wild air. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Mm. And last but not least.
Take me there.
Life is trying things to see if they work. Ray Bradbury.
You know, yes. I have to always ask for an original at the end.
An original.
Give me a kitty hot take.
A kitty hot take.
Coach Kitty, get me ready to go. Fire me up for the rest of my week. Let's go.
Hot water feels best on your face, but cold closes the pores.
Oof. That right there, that's words of wisdom from Kitty. This is your KC Morning Show. I enjoyed that. That was hot nonsense, and I loved it.
Thank you.
That was excellent. All right, Kitty, are you excited? And I can sense now that you're getting a little bit more nervous. I thought for a second kind of was relaxed because we know we're going to go get some audio, going to get some interviews. We're going to do some City Hall stuff here in a couple hours.
No.
You good?
I'm ready. So ready to put all my plaid trousers and my blazer and march down to City Hall like the confidant woman I know I am.
Ooh, okay. I take back everything I just said. You're ready to go.
Thank you.
Kitty set, y'all. Where can they find you?
They can find me personally on the steps hollering at the man or on the internet at Holy Hearts.
Also hollering at the man.
Also hollering at the man. Let's be real.
You can get me at Hartsville965. We're nominated for Best Local Podcast. That ends today. Last day of voting today. ThePitchKC.com. We got some stout competition. They're very, very good. But I think we're pretty good, too. And we got the KC Morning Host.
Hey, also, I should mention, I just tweeted this, but today's National Podcast Day.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh. Happy National Podcast Day.
And to you as well, my friend. And to you, Kansas City. And you know what? With that being said, I'm going to see if I can't get something else out of you. If you would like to leave us a review or give us a rating, that'd be dope. Would love that. It actually goes a long way. We were up to, at one point for like daily news podcasts, we were at number 4. Like we were up there right underneath NPR and what was the other one? I think it was Meet the Press Daily. So that's pretty good company. And I'm sure the algorithm was just messed up one day. But for that one day, we were pretty good. So let's keep that going. ThePitchKC.com. That's all I got. My name's Hartzell. Back in your feeds tomorrow, Kitty. See you in the morning, huh? Say goodbye.
Bye.
The KC Morning Show.